We are getting ready for the Palmetto Boy Scout or Palmetto Council of the Boy Scouts of America's Distinguished Citizens Dinner. It's 1 week from today on Tuesday, March the 26th at the Winthrop Coliseum. Of course, the featured speaker, Joe Theismann. We had him join us last week for an interesting discussion about what Boy Scouts did for him. But to talk more about it, we have in the studio Brian and Helena Miller. And good morning to both of you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Josh. Yeah. Josh, I'm so sorry, Josh.
That's all right. Gosh. I'm Josh Bolden. I'm the district director here in York.
Sorry.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Okay. We move fast on this show.
Yeah. And a lot of people to put together such an awesome event for our community to really come together and support scouting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. So Joe Theismann, we had the opportunity to talk to him last week. He credits scouting and what he learned in setting him up for success in life.
That's right. I remember listening to his interview, and he talked about being prepared for what he did in his career. And, obviously that's the scouting motto. That's what we do.
Yeah, be prepared.
And I think all of us who have a history in scouting do credit scouting to being prepared in life. You know, I had the opportunity to be in scouts back in Sweden when I grew up, and my children have been involved here in York County, so absolutely.
And your son is working towards his Eagle Scout rank, yeah?
Yes, he started his project this weekend, actually.
Man.
And my two girls are in it as well.
Oh, that's...
You know, it's incredible, too. We talk about sort of fast-tracking career pathing and these things that you do when you're growing up, the life lessons that you're learning, they resonate on an application. You are an Eagle Scout or you achieved this level of scouting. People understand that that means you're committed. Mm-hmm. You have hard work, and you're prepared, and all the other things that go into scouting that you know much more about than I do.
That's right.
So tell us about this event that you've prepared.
So our Distinguished Citizens Dinner will be hosted at Winthrop Coliseum next Tuesday, the 26th. We'll begin at 6:30. But this is our premier fundraising event for the year for council-wide. Palmetto Council serves six counties, and this is the largest event that we hold. We'll have, 400-plus folks in the room who support what scouting does in our community. Obviously, we'll hear from Joe Theismann. We're looking forward to having him here. We're going to recognize our distinguished citizens, Sabrina Gast, our coroner, who, oddly enough, was one of my Explorer Post advisors in scouting when I was a kid.
I am not surprised.
Yeah, absolutely.
Having met Sabrina.
She serves very well in her community. There are so many things that she does in the background that a lot of folks don't know about because she cares about the folks that she lives with.
She does.
And we'll also recognize our Fretwell Educator Award recipient Tim Cooper from York School District 1. He's got a huge heart for kids and always has, and takes that into the classroom through the school district as well as through scouting.
Josh, what can you tell us about scouting here in the listening area, I guess? What's the status of it? Do we have good numbers? Are we still – because there has been – right? So ladies are now in
That's
scouting.
Right.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little
That's
bit about
right.
that.
So the numbers are actually they're getting a little ahead of where we thought they would be, and not necessarily because girls joined. That's not really the tipping point. But last year, 2018, we exceeded 4% membership growth just here in York County, but then also council-wide in all six counties that we serve. And 4% is a massive number when you're talking about serving kids through a nonprofit.
As a matter of fact, you know, our council is leading this region in membership growth and the programming that we are able to offer these kids, which we're so proud of. But it takes the dedication of a lot of volunteers and, of course, staffers and the support of the community. And that's why we have events like the Distinguished Citizen Dinner.
And this event raises money, right? Obviously, scouts are able to go to camp and able to work on those merit badges and eagle. Like, how are the funds used?
Absolutely. Yeah. So one of the things that is important to know is that scouting is supposed to be affordable to everybody. You know, a scout's supposed to be able to earn their own way, but it does take money.
Boy Scouts have been around a long time. How many years?
1910 is when it began.
Yeah, 1910, and you cannot take it for granted that the next generation is going to embrace it for all that it offers.
Correct.
So to see it growing 4%, especially here locally, That is something really to be proud of.
That's right.
So everybody's winning.
Right. Yes. And the Palmetto Council serves more than 5,000 youth in six counties. More than 50% of that is just here in York County alone.
Wow.
Same thing with our adult volunteer membership. We've got close to 3,000 adult volunteers. And again, about half of those are here in York County. So the program is huge here.
And one of the things that's so important, I think nowadays too, is family time. You know, as your kids grow up, you know, making sure that you have an opportunity to spend that quality time. And that's what scouting has done for my family. And that's what I hear from a lot of my counterparts in the council. It's a great opportunity to get a chance to spend some time as a family.
Well, you can do your part. You can hear from Joe Theismann, the featured speaker at the Distinguished Citizens Dinner. The Distinguished Citizen is Sabrina Gass, and again, the Educator Award going to Tim Cooper. You can see these folks all live in person and hear their stories a week from today on Tuesday, March the 26th, 6:30 at Winthrop Coliseum. Open to everyone. What's
Absolutely.
The pricing start
yes,
at?
Yes, are tickets still yeah. available?
So that's what I was going to okay. say. We have a very limited amount of VIP tickets.
So act today.
Yes, like today, like now. Still available. And those include actually, you know, shaking hands and taking a picture and those kinds of things with Joe Theismann. But there's not very many left. So time is of the essence.
Right. So visit palmettocouncil.org. That first page right there will show you the link that you need, and you can support us there.
All right. Well, if we know Boy Wonderful. Scouts, they were already on this project before it even started. So these are the folks that need scouting maybe in their lives so they can, you know, have accountability a little bit. But that's
Absolutely.
What it is. And if you're interested in scouting, maybe for your child, this seems like a great opportunity to kind of get that information and come back home to your community or your church community
sure.
say like, hey, this is what I learned. This is something that could benefit all of us.
That's right.
Absolutely. And the website that Josh mentioned, obviously there is information about all the programming that we offer. As well as which locations that's convenient to you, for you to join. So, yes.
Wow, this is great. So, training events, camp operations, and yes, the rains and floods that took out a former campsite, which was very close to you,
yeah,
Lucas.
I went there. Yeah, Camp Bob Harden. But it's all right. The show goes on, and scouting, that's what you do in scouts, right?
That's right.
You just pivot Absolutely. And you just keep moving on. All
there
right.
There you go.
Josh and Helena, thank you guys so much. We
thank
certainly
you.
Appreciate it. And again, next Tuesday, March the 26th, is that Distinguished Citizen's Dinner.